Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, May 28th, Thankful Tuesday. I want you to be thinking about something you are grateful for in this stage of your life, whatever stage you are in, and perhaps also something that you're hopeful for in the future. Today's passages are John chapter 19, verses 28 through 42, and this is the death of Jesus our Lord. It's a very difficult passage for us to read. And then we'll move over to Proverbs chapter 29, verses 12 through 27, where there are themes of leadership and what makes a good leader, and then discipline and the fact that we need to discipline our children. Okay, first from John's Gospel, chapter 19, beginning in verse 28. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that Scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man, who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you may also believe. These things happened so that the scriptures would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And, as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, a man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with the Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Before we move on, I just want to comment a little bit about this passage. Did you notice all of the scriptures that were being fulfilled in this passage? We started in verse 28 with Jesus saying, "I am thirsty." This is an allusion to Psalm 69, verse 21. "They gave me vinegar for my thirst." And then in another spot in the passage that we read today, there were two scriptures being fulfilled. "Not one of his bones will be broken," and "they will look on the one they have pierced." Those are from Psalm 34 and verse 20 and Zechariah 12 and verse 10. And all of this reference back to scripture being fulfilled is just a reminder that John is saying, he's emphasizing that Jesus is actively bringing about the respective events of his passion. So it's not like some cosmic thing that is coming down on Jesus, but he is almost like in a play or a drama where his glory is being revealed and all of these different pieces of literature are coming together to show us the true meaning of who he is and what he has done. I also want to talk about the passage where he says, "It is finished," or "It is accomplished." As I was reading in a commentary by Andreas Kostenberger, he reminded me that this is a major climax of John's gospel. And I want to quote him here. He says, "Jesus triumphantly announces the completion of his mission entrusted to him by the Father at what may be considered the lowest point of his life, his death by crucifixion. Jesus dies on Friday afternoon with the Sabbath approaching. Just as God completed his work of creation at the end of the sixth day in order to rest on the seventh. Bowing his head was not a sign of weakness on Jesus' part, but rather a deliberate act prior to giving up his spirit." And so we say, thank you, Lord Christ, for finishing the work that God the Father sent you to do on our behalf. And now from Proverbs chapter 29, starting in verse 12. "If a ruler listens to lies, all his officials become wicked. The poor and the oppressor have this in common: the Lord gives sight to the eyes of both. If a king judges the poor with fairness, his throne will be established forever. Discipline your children and they will give you peace. They will bring you the delights you desire. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. Servants cannot be corrected by mere words. Though they understand, they will not respond. Do you see someone who speaks in haste? There is more hope for a fool than for them. A servant pampered from youth will turn out to be insolent. An angry person stirs up conflict, and a hot-tempered person commits many sins. Pride brings a person low, but the lowly in spirit gain honor. The accomplices of thieves are their own enemies. They are put under oath and dare not testify. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Many seek an audience with a ruler, but it is from the Lord that one gets justice. The righteous detest the dishonest. The wicked detest the upright." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. We're reminded that the king needs to judge with fairness. We're reminded that a child needs to be disciplined. And we're reminded that we cannot speak in haste because we will look foolish. Lots of practical wisdom in the Proverbs today. But I want to transition to Thankful Tuesday. In a book that I'm reading, several questions were posed, and I think they're good ones. What am I grateful for in this stage of my life? So I want you to think for a moment in God's presence about the goodness of this moment in your life. Oftentimes we look to the future and we can't wait to get there, but I want you to stop and ask God to reveal to you the gift that today is. And then I want you to lay before the Lord something that you are hopeful for the future, and ask with grateful heart that the Lord would provide in that season as well. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. It is a holy word. We are not worthy to read it. We are reminded in it that you have given completely of yourself so that we can live. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for dying for us. We can't wait to read about the resurrection. Please see us forward to another day where we can, in hope, be reminded of your resurrection glory. We thank you for the Proverbs. Lord, sometimes we don't know what to do with all of them, but we just pray that you would continue to make us wise. Help us to be a people who love and care for and bring about justice for the poor. Help us to live disciplined lives ourselves and to help those in our charge to be disciplined. And help us, Lord, to be a people who do not speak quickly, but we measure our words and we are quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Lord, we're thankful for many things in this stage of life, specifically a person that comes to mind, a place, a thing, perhaps even an experience in the last week, something that made us chuckle, something that delighted us, something that reminded us of your grace. And then, Lord, we lay before you our hopes for the future. We pray, Lord, that you would comb through them and help us to have hopes that are in line with your gospel. And ultimately, Lord, we want to thank you for your character as good and holy and one who finishes what you have started. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for finishing your mission, the mission to accomplish salvation for sinners like me. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.